The Sister City program started 32 years ago, and we've been successfully exchanging almost 3,000 people in the last three decades between Higashiyomi and Marquette. The great thing about Sister City programs is you find other communities that have the same kind of interests and sometimes the same challenges. So it gives you a sounding board with other areas that gives you maybe a little bit of insight or a fresh way of thinking about yourself. And so it's always great when we have people coming over and explaining to us what they really, really enjoy about Marquette and what they really, really enjoy about their hometown. And so we're thrilled to have them here. Tonight will be a reception at Peter White Public Library. We encourage everybody to come out, and that information is posted out on the city website. We also expect over the course of the next week that people will be seeing our delegation around town doing interesting things. And if you do see them, please take the chance to go up, introduce yourself, and learn a little bit more about them, and maybe they'd like to learn a little bit more about you.
Well, in the studio with us this morning is Kazuhiro Kurata, who is the, as you said, the visiting scholar, I guess, through the Sister City program. Good morning again.
Good morning.
And just doing this trip and having this experience of coming to Marquette, what do you like about Marquette so far?
I love Great Lake and Lake Superior, and I stayed Bill's house 2 weeks, and 2 weeks ago I went to swim with his son, Jason, and we jumped from Black Rocks.
Jumping from Black Rocks, there's an experience I'm sure to remember. What are some of the things that are the same when you look at where you come from to Marquette? What are the same things?
Both city are not big city, and we have a lot of natures.
Now, sort of a natural, smaller city, yeah. Same thing. Obviously, culturally, there are big differences, but there's similarities. But what's different that sticks with you? What's different between the two?
Culture differences.
Okay, cultural differences, yeah, like?
Who's quite different?
Okay. It's interesting when we have groups that come in with the Sister City delegations, both with Japanese and with the Finns, we find that there is a lot that we are the same. We are really the same. How does this coming here show you that? How does it show you that we really are the same? What is it that you see that makes you feel we have similarities?
I know that Kazoo, when he answered that question for me, it was the food.
The food? Well, it's a learning experience. And I mean, Bill, you're saying that he's been staying at your house now for a couple of weeks. And what is his role is a little bit different from the delegation, correct?
Well, yeah, we volunteered to kind of take folks on before the dorms opened up. And so Kazoo, when he first came in, spent a little bit of time with us. And so we've been getting to know him a little bit better. When I asked this question, Kazoo, how is Marquette similar to Higashiyomi? How are we the same? What did you tell me?
Differences.
Yeah.
Yes.
The similarity.
The kids are the same.
Kids are the same, and yeah. The food's the same.
Yeah. I think he told me the girls are prettier.
Yeah.
And since he's 22, the drinking age doesn't matter.
Yeah, so many cute guys.
So you've been to the other Black Rocks then, is what you're saying, probably, huh? Well, that's good.
You know, he said he stayed with me. He actually stayed with my two sons, college students at Northern. So I'm sure he's been seeing just the best of the city, right? And doing all the things that the dad would have him do.
Well, Kazuhiro is with us this morning. He is one of the members of the delegation from Higashiyomi that is visiting the Marquette area. He's here for the year, though, right?
He's actually a Northern student, and he's staying with the International House over on Northern. And so the other thing that we can report is he's made Northern's baseball team.
Oh, really?
So if you actually don't get a chance to see him out walking around town, you'll see him playing for Northern this year as a Wildcat. So that's a good thing. He's proud of that.
Well, Kazu, enjoy your time, and thank you for your time.
Thank you.
And Bill, you know, as you said, if the folks are out and about, just come up and say hi, because this is a great learning opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. And they'll get the first chance tonight if they come to Peter White Public Library. It's public reception, and we've got in addition to Kazoo, six other delegates spread out from kind of all walks of life in Higashiomi, retirees, students, people who work for government, people who work for business. And so should be interesting for just about anybody.
And everyone's welcome, and come on out and say hi.
Absolutely.